Santiago Velázquez is an electrical engineer and International Day of People with Disabilities ambassador. Because of his vision impairment, he decided to migrate from Colombia to Australia for better opportunities. He founded a software company called Halo to solve the inaccessibility of public transport. Powered Media's reporter Emma Myers spoke with Santiago Velázquez about the cultural and infrastructural differences regarding disability between Australia and Colombia.
I am originally from Colombia, and I emigrated with my family when I was 12 to Australia, basically looking for better opportunities given my vision impairment. And I've been in Australia, I think next year is going to be 17 years. My disability is basically blindness. I can still see light, colors, and large objects, but details non-existent. So everything that I do is either through Braille or using screen reading software where my computer talks to me, my watch, my phone, and so on and so forth. Braille and or my guide dog helps me get around. Training, I'm an electrical engineer and I run my own company. So I started a software company called Halo because I was frustrated with the inaccessibility of public transport. And I wanted to do something that could help me in a way that benefited anybody. But the short of it is, I was frustrated because I can't see buses approaching, so they would leave me behind. I didn't know when to lift up my hand to wave. And if I managed to get on a bus, I couldn't look at a map. I couldn't press the bell at the right moment, so I had to rely on the driver to remember where I wanted to get off. Basically, what I do is I write software that allows anybody, yourself, myself, to plan a route like you would in Google Maps. But the Halo platform allows you to disclose your disability if you want. So I would put I'm a guide dog user and whatnot. So as you get close to catching a bus, a train, the driver gets an alert on where to stop on their dashboard. And it also shows them what type of access requirements and assistance you might need.
What does International Day of People with Disability mean to you?
For me, it's something quite simple, but also something a little bit hard. And I say that because in one hand, it's recognizing that disability is a benefit to society. Having the same gets boring after a while. But it's also hard because there is still a lot of work that we need to do. And there is a lot of work and it's very complex. And for us to get it right, a lot of parties have to come to the table, both from the public sector as well as the private sector. And that doesn't even include single individuals. So very excited, very happy, and rather very honored to be selected as an ambassador by the Australian government for International Day of Persons with Disabilities. But also it's a massive task, and I hope that with the other ambassadors, we can make a meaningful change and make the general public realize that people with disabilities can do anything. We just tend to do it a little bit differently than everybody else.
And what makes you passionate about disability advocacy?
The biggest thing is just breaking perceptions of people who otherwise would never have thought that people with disabilities could do anything. And one example of that is one time I was at uni and I was picking up a sandwich. I didn't bring any lunch and I was just picking up a sandwich from a coffee shop. And somebody says to me, just randomly, oh, I'm so sorry for the fact that you can't see. And that came out of nowhere, as I'm sure it has come for a lot of people with disabilities. And I stood there and I said, oh, listen, if you have any questions, I'm not sorry about my condition. It's my life. I don't regret it in any way, shape or form. And after 10 minutes of them asking questions and saying, oh, how do you do this? And why aren't you sorry? And why wouldn't you get your vision back? The turnaround of, wow, I was saying that this guy was living a horrible life turned into, wow, this guy is amazing. And I realized that comes because of my upbringing, because of my particular disability, and because of the supports that I have had. Not everybody will have that, and I'm conscious that some people with disabilities, actually, in fact, a lot of people with disabilities have struggles, big ones, and we need to work very hard to overcome them. But it was just very nice to see people realize I'm blind, and or somebody is in a wheelchair, and or somebody might have autism or whatever, but we're all humans.
Electrical engineer and ambassador Santiago Velasquez there speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers.